Welcome back to the R-Rated Podcast. The R-Rated Podcast. This week's guest is...
Welcome back to the R-Rated Podcast. Today's new guest is Jordana Lilly.
Hey, that's me!
Oh God, I said it right! And she's an artist, actor, and writer. Welcome.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Thank you for bearing with me. You should have seen this. It was hilarious. I literally butchered her name like 5 times. But we're here.
I loved it.
We did it.
One of them. I should change my name.
Change your name.
To every way you did it. I liked it better.
Oh, my God. No, but it's actually a very unique name. Where are you from?
Thank you. Had nothing to do with it.
Okay.
But, yeah, I'm from the Bay Area.
Bay Area.
Yeah, Bay Area.
So, born and raised?
Yes, born and raised. My mom's whole side of the family's in LA, so I grew up going to LA all the time to visit my grandma, and now I live with her.
So. Did you move after high school, or when did you make that transition?
Yeah, I moved after high school. I went, I went to Chapman.
It was,
yeah.
What was that like? I actually wanted to go there, but
I don't know. I blocked a lot of it out. No,
that's fair. That's fair.
It was good. You know, it was a time.
Yeah.
Loved it. I think, you know, it was college.
Were you studying film related things there?
I studied theater performance. So, basically just rolled around, yelled was a Pomeranian for a couple of years.
Did you wanted to like do theater acting, or was it always like movies or TV shows?
Yeah, I really wanted to be on Disney Channel.
To be fair, I want to do the
yeah,
Mickey.
Exactly. Obviously.
What would you have done? What would be your like end pose or whatever? You know how they all had like
pose?
Yeah, they would like do it and then they have like a little
over the shoulder. Cute. Yeah, all types of things in the mirror.
I love it.
Yeah, but I wanted to do film.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the theater performance program.
Okay.
We didn't exactly choose like which BFA to go in.
Oh, really?
They're like, oh, this is where you belong. And so we're like, yeah, my professor says that like we get to take Shakespeare too. So maybe it's actually better.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Yeah. Hey,
yeah,
that's cool because that's like such a different school experience than what I had. So it's really cool to hear.
I think we had to take like film aesthetics.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember anything that
I
don't remember anything.
What about after graduating? So did you always know you wanted to be an actress and a writer, or did that come like did you find that in college? You're like, oh, I'm good at this.
Yeah.
Or, I really enjoy this.
Well, I didn't know I wanted to be a writer at all, or even a musician. In college, I think there was a lot of emphasis, and I think that a lot of programs, maybe they're getting better at this, but at least for acting, they really kind of discourage you from doing other things because
they're like focus on one thing.
Yeah, they like scare you into
away.
Like,
yep.
If you don't want this and only this, then leave. And you're
it's
like,
not, you're not professional if you do like this, this, and that. I'm like, why? Don't put me in a box. I'm like, I can do more than
I
one
know.
Thing.
So it is kind of, I like kick myself every day that I didn't take advantage of the film program because I didn't know that I liked to write music or movies or anything until I took, it was the last semester of senior year, and I took an elective that was writer-actor workshop in the film school.
Okay.
And I just wanted to, like, meet writers.
Yeah.
And I was like, maybe they'll cast me.
Yeah. And, I love it.
Even though writers don't have any say.
Yeah. They're like, we literally don't.
I know, exactly. We have no power. Absolutely.
That's what we're fighting for, the strike.
Exactly. But I ended up bringing in more scripts because then the writers in the class, because it was just like, I think I was the only actor who signed up. And I was like, okay.
They were like, she's lost.
Oh. And the teacher was like, do you want to like bring a script? And I was like,
what was your first script? Like, what did you first write? Like,
I think it was one of the earlier ones was like a really bad cringe rom-com short called Not Platonic.
Okay.
It was about two best friends that were going to be platonic, but mm-hmm. they just couldn't be. Based on personal experience, obviously.
Based on a true story.
We're on the roof. Sunset.
I love it.
Yeah, but I had so much fun writing in that class and kind of getting notes and stuff, and I was like, dang it. Like, now I'm done with college.
Oh, shit.
But after then I was like,
I want to write.
Yeah, I want to start writing. And I started writing like sketches for me and my friends and little shorts and stuff. Yeah, and I haven't stopped writing since.
What are you writing? Like, what's your go-to?
I have a writing partner I write a lot of features with.
Fun. Okay.
We have a good amount of projects. One of them we're working on like casting and stuff.
Yeah.
And all sorts of things. I'm writing a Hanukkah musical with my other friend
now. Whoa, that's cool.
Yeah.
Wow, really cool. So how do you come up with these ideas?
I feel like it totally just depends. Sometimes it's like I have a pilot psychic school that I shot. We produced it. We crowdfunded. We shot it.
Nice.
It's about a top secret school for psychics. And that idea basically came from a story that my friend told me about her going to a psychic, and the psychic told her she was psychic. And she was like, I just want to know if I'm getting back with my ex. Like,
literally, am I getting back together with him? Like, I need to know.
Okay, I don't want to.
I'm a third
act. Yeah. Just like, am I going to be single?
That's actually, so you're taking it from stories that you hear, things that have happened to you, or
seen. Yeah, like that.
What is like a struggle you deal with like writing? Because sometimes I get like writer's block and I'm like,
Totally.
Do you deal with writer's block at all? Or is it like other issues? I don't want to say issues, but other problems maybe that you encounter? Yeah.
Prioritizing the like biggies and knowing and kind of honoring which phase you're in for different ideas. Like there's several musicals that like I haven't written yet that are in the – that are still cooking.
Right.
You know, there's still – I feel like – the things that you're working on have different seasons.
Totally.
And sometimes it takes like years. So knowing when to like look up a thing on how to write something in 30 days, or I just need to be like, okay, this one is not cooked. Like I don't know what's going to be, and I have to trust that.
Do you give yourself timelines for like most of your projects, or is it just more like how you feel, like depending on the story?
Yeah, I think that it's – well, what's interesting is it's helpful with music because then I can just give myself a deadline of like, oh, I'm releasing it on this date, I'm planning the release show,
it's like I have to be done, so but it it's has like to be done, or
exactly
else no song. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So but for things that you write, it's like we're not necessarily shooting everything because you need money,
you need funding. Yeah,
you need money.
Yeah.
So so I think it depends for that kind of thing. Like certain projects I haven't written because I haven't had deadlines. Like,
that's literally my,
literally
in film school, it was amazing. Cause it was like by this week, like every week you have to have 10 pages. So obviously you don't want to be the only one with notes. No,
exactly.
At least me, I was like, I cannot. I was like, so embarrassing. I need to have my 10 pages.
Yeah.
So now, like now that I'm not in school anymore, I'm like, nobody's telling me like in a week you need to have these 10 pages. So I'm like,
Yeah, exactly.
But I'm just hurting myself. I hate it. Like, it's literally one of my biggest flaws right now.
For psychic school, I got Michelle Fenn, our producer, involved. Our director for the project, Tal, brought her on. And then she basically circled back, like, during the pandemic. And was like, I want to see a next draft. And I was like, oh, love that energy.
Badass. You know, like, I love that.
You know. So
yeah, how do you do it? Like, how – like, when someone's like, okay, this is good, like – you know, make some, we need some tweaks here, but then like we're on the right track. How long does it take you to like adjust and change things?
Like, I feel like, it's totally dependent on the
story.
Yeah. And on the notes. Like, I feel like when they're broad and vague and like, bad, I'm like, oh, well, I give up.
And when you decide to actually take the notes, because what if, you know what I mean?
That's the nice thing about working with a writing partner, especially recently, is like there's two people, so you can kind of gauge, okay, if neither of us agree
with that,
and no one else has said this, maybe, like if neither of us agree and multiple people have reiterated, then it's like, okay, maybe that's something we should open our minds and look at.
That's fair.
But it is nice to have another person to two minds of like, oh, neither of us felt this. And I think it's probably taught me to be a little bit more precious with not just giving all my power away to every single person who thinks.
Exactly. Like, okay, I gotta rewrite again. Yeah, yeah. Like, yeah, I feel like exactly. That, yeah, there's like boundaries and like.
Totally.
It has to make sense. Like, if multiple people are giving the same note,
yeah.
Probably gotta do it. But if it's like this random note, like something you're like, really? Like that? Like,
right, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
How do you handle like criticism? How do you like not let that, you know, affect you or take it like the wrong way? You're like, good, I beat the shit out of this.
As long as people compliment sandwich me, I'm fine.
It's fair. Yeah, I feel like start with a compliment, maybe follow with a criticism. Is that like the right way to do it? Okay.
Yeah. With songs, for instance, like I rarely ask anyone's feedback, you know, because I'm like, this is.
Yeah, because you're like, this is how I feel. This is what I want to put out.
Yeah, cool. Exactly. And I'll be really clear when sharing it with like friends or like a significant other or something, being like, I'm sharing this for you to
enjoy it
and tell me I'm good. Not give me any notes because we're past that.
I love that.
So, exactly.
Because we're not doing any edits.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Or just being clear about like, I have 30 minutes to do a punch pass on this. Mm-hmm. So don't give me more than that. Notes.
I love that.
You know.
Wait, so what kind of music are you writing?
Like pop.
Pop.
Pop, a little bit of R&B, a little bit of funk, kind of.
So did you always sing when you were, like, growing up? Yeah. Or, like, this is a later thing?
Yeah, not in front of people.
Okay.
Yeah. Not in front of family.
So when did you feel, like, confident to be like, now I want to sing in front of people?
Yeah. I feel like Maureen and Rent, senior year of college, was kind of my first, like, oh my God, we're doing it.
We're doing it.
But that was also a character.
Oh,
so it still took me like a long time. Like I released my first album in 2020.
Congratulations. That's recent. Yeah. Like, wait, that was 3 years ago. But
still.
Yeah,
I released another album 2 weeks ago. So
cool. Congratulations. That's awesome. What's the name of the album or the song? Or
The one this.
Yeah, the recent one. Or all of them. Might as well.
The recent one. So the old one was and I released like several EPs since then, but the first album I released was called Small Capitals. Small Capitals. Kind of like Small Wins. Most recent album called I Get What I Want.
Ooh,
and
fun.
I
like that.
It's a manifestation
journey. Yeah, cool.
And it's 22 tracks. Mm-hmm. And there's like sketches in it. There's kind of voice memos that I found from my phone from 6 years ago.
Whoa, and you add that in the song?
And that is the song or the track. Yeah, I put it in between things. And I also underlaid like sound bowls underneath each of the tracks.
Wow, that's really
in between.
Cool.
So the whole thing's like a cleanse. There's meditations on it.
What? Oh, and this is on Spotify? We can find you?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so it's kind of like a whole journey of that I didn't really realize until a few months ago, all of these singles that I had released coming together is this journey of like resistance and fear and like feeling like you don't deserve to like get what you want or having these distractions from paying attention to your own wants and needs and all of these things just being obstacles. And then it's kind of the journey to stepping into your power and being like, oh,
confident.
I'm already here.
Yeah. You know? No, that's very empowering. I love that.
Yeah. Thank you.
And where do you like record the music and how does that all, cause I mean, don't you need like a sound engineer or producer? I don't know how, I mean, I know a little bit, but I'm like, isn't that expensive? How does it all come together?
Sure.
Like,
for sure. It's a whole thing, yeah. It's a whole thing. Yeah. My first album, I collaborated with my friend Jason Aguja, who's an amazing producer, engineer. He plays every instrument.
Damn.
So talented.
Badass.
And that was kind of a maybe 9 month journey of like us kind of really finding you know, our sound together and like my sound and I think that was just like a really special process of like kind of finding my voice.
Totally.
This most recent album, It was several different producers collaborated mm-hmm. on it, but mm-hmm. the majority of the songs were produced by Austin Foley.
Oh, nice.
His artist name is Jinjo, and he's so talented cool. as well. So freaking talented.
How do you find these people? Like, are you, like, yeah, because I'm like, how do you know, like, who to trust and, like, yeah. that they really will take care of the, like, your, the quality, you know, right. the sound and everything?
I feel like it totally is a, it's like a relationship, you know, finding your, like, musical partner.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, and I've done, like, one-offs mm-hmm. with several producers, mm-hmm. but, like, Austin and Jason, mm-hmm. like, we just work so well together. Like, mm-hmm. both of those artists are just, like, they just kind of get it. Like, I worked with several other producers on the first album, on mm-hmm. tracks from the first mm-hmm. album. Before, maybe like five different producers,
oh, wow.
and you know, spent money on sessions and figured it out. And yeah. they were so talented, but yeah. it just wasn't the right.
Right. Sometimes it's just not the right fit.
Yeah. That's on okay my end too. It's yeah. like a two-way street.
Yeah.
Yeah. And both of them were just mm-hmm. through a friend.
Okay.
Jason, I met through I did Theatricum mm-hmm. Botanicum.
Cool.
Yeah. And nice. And the Hermia to my Helena.
Okay.
She did some music with mm-hmm. Jason. And she was like, oh, you should meet my friend Jason. Because mm-hmm. she also directed my first short film.
Oh, okay.
And,
wow.
Yeah.
It's like small world. Like, everyone's like connected
exactly.
in a way.
Exactly. Yeah. And then he and I ended up doing the music for the short film.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really cool. You can make your own music and you
yeah.
can act in it as well. And you can write it.
Yeah, exactly.
Amazing.
One stop job. Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
And then Austin, I met through Grace K. She just released an album too.
Oh, okay,
so talented. Check her out. And we met mm-hmm. through the UCLA Stage Acting Conservatory sophomore year of high school.
Whoa.
Summer theater
nice,
camps, like
nice.
2 weeks sleepaway theater
yeah.
camp. And then we both ended up majoring in theater, and then we like linked back up in LA, and then yeah, she made the link to Austin.
Are you making like music videos or yeah, you have
yeah.
some out?
Yeah, cool. I have a couple out. I think I have music videos for Locked Up, the first track on the album, mm-hmm. the second track on the album, Change
yeah.
of Pace, Woe
nice.
Is Me. And then also Christmas FOMO, a Hanukkah EP that I released
yeah.
a couple years back
oh,
that I'm
cool.
doing a live show with some of the music for from that this year.
Oh, shit.
But,
nice.
But yeah, a music video for that. Mm-hmm. But we're working on the music video for I Get What I Want right now, and hopefully gonna do a release show.
Oh, I was gonna say,
yeah.
I was like, do you have like a listening party? Is that like a thing when you drop a song or an album?
Yeah, I haven't done that because mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm always gonna make a show.
Like, I love it.
Go all the way.
Yeah.
So so for this album release, it was so fun. I ended up having. It was like an immersive world building component.
Yeah.
I had 10 actors, a 10
oh,
piece
cool.
band,
oh, wow.
horn section, violinist, five dancers.
What?
And like
a 250
production.
People
came out.
Yeah,
it was so fun.
That's awesome.
It was so fun. We're hoping cool. to do the same show again,
yeah,
more or less.
Yeah, can be posted. Let
yeah,
me know. That's
as
awesome.
The music video release.
Yeah.
So.
Oh my God, how fun. So
yeah.
for this music video, how are you coming up with the video? Is it like relating to your lyrics, or is it like you have a certain like story or vision in mind, like how
collaborating with directors.
Okay.
I love to, especially I'm actually not a very visual person,
really?
Which is kind of ironic being an artist.
Yeah, I was
and,
like, really?
And a writer
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
And I guess I kind of visualize things while I'm writing, but especially when it comes to like my music, I love to making music videos are one of my favorite
so
things.
Fun.
Yeah, there's so much
when
fun.
I was like 12, like the reason why what I was like, I'm going to lip sync and make a music
yeah,
video.
Yeah, exactly.
So when
oh
I look
God,
back, I'm like, cringe.
Friend's backyard.
But it's so funny.
Absolutely.
I'm like, iconic.
Boas.
This is where it all started.
Absolutely.
All started. Okay, so you collab with directors.
Yeah,
and
kind
of where
getting their
grows.
Vision, I think, is really important. And I'll often have, like, you know, I'll want to make sure that they know the origin of the song and the
right.
vibe and
the
message
meaning,
and
yes.
and everything, and then just kind of work together in a way that feels
yeah.
like a happy
collaborative
medium
experience
yeah, yeah but I'm not super, yeah, I'm not one of those artists that's like, I need to
my vision, my,
yeah, like, figure out how we can make something together now.
I like,
you know,
that, because every artist is different, so it's cool to hear that.
Yeah,
really,
yeah,
that.
Definitely.
So how do you have time to like manage all these different like career paths, right? Because you're an artist and then you're acting and you're writing, like how do you manage your time?
Yeah.
Like, yeah,
the passion planner.
I love
not
it.
Sponsored, but but I've gotten so many people to buy it, actually.
Really?
Yeah, it's so good. It's been my planner.
Wait,
for so many
it?
Years. It's a planner.
Oh, it's like an actual physical mm-hmm. planner, or
yeah.
is it online?
It's a planner.
Okay.
It's a physical planner.
Uh-huh.
And
I'm like, you should sponsor
I
her,
do.
Though.
I yeah. really should.
Yeah.
And you do like dream mapping in it every 6 months, and you write down like your
goals and stuff?
Your life goals, uh-huh. 5 year, 1 year, 3 months, and then you just like mind map
oh,
it all
shit.
Out.
I kind of like do that on my little whiteboard, but
oh,
having like
yes.
a contained like place to do it.
So oh, I love whiteboards.
That's, yeah. Whiteboards everywhere.
Whiteboards, lists, and
you seem very organized.
Yeah, you know, sometimes
I think that's helpful because when you're juggling so many different things, you need to be organized, or else it's like, how do you keep things
yeah,
separate?
Yeah, definitely. And, like, I also like am very just scattered and the Aquarius, you know,
yeah.
always
yeah.
airy. And I'm like, I need to write down, like, respond to this text, or I won't. You know, like,
what are you acting in? What is your go to? Like, do you still do any theater work right now?
Yeah, I just did a couple of shows mm-hmm. A few months ago. I was in two shows at the same time, which was a little bit crazy. But yeah, I do a lot of immersive theater,
mm-hmm.
and that's kind of been my main community too in LA too.
Cool. What exactly is immersive theater for people who wouldn't know?
It's like breaking the fourth wall,
which and they always say don't do. Right?
I know.
So. Why are we allowed to do it this time? Like, what's different?
Yeah, I mean, it's there could be a bunch of types of immersive theater. I mean, mm-hmm. like Disneyland is immersive theater in a sense of like the characters and
talk
interacting
to,
with them, because it's like not a show on a proscenium, you know, classic stage.
I see.
But it's like you could follow the characters often,
right.
and they
it's very interactive. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Totally. So there's a lot of cool.
Would you call like a murder mystery something like
yeah.
that?
And
okay,
yeah, that's
cool.
immersive. Yeah.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah, totally.
That's fun.
I'm just
I
like
love
in a play.
Plays. They're so fun. What was the play about? What was it called?
Oh, it was Significant Other by mm-hmm. Joshua Harmon. Really mm-hmm. good play.
Were you the significant other?
No, there was none. Well, I guess there was. there were some. It was about this guy who like all of his friends basically from college get married off,
and he's the only one single.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And And yeah, it was one of the friends, the first to get married off, and married off,
married off, yeah,
like
torture,
married off,
yeah,
ship her off. But yeah, it's a really good, really funny show, and
yeah.
kind of it was just interesting timing too, because I've had so many. I don't know about you, but mm-hmm. I feel like all of this age, like
yeah.
all of our friends are like suddenly
getting
married.
Every time I go on Instagram or Facebook. Someone either had a baby or they just got engaged.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
They just got engaged.
I know. Exactly.
Wait, yes. I was like, yeah, actually.
Literally.
Yeah. Someone, our mutual friend,
yes.
just got engaged. So that's
shout
why that was funny.
Bondi.
Yeah. Congratulations, though. We're so happy for you. No, I think it's – but from like high school and like even college, like just like meeting people throughout the years, it seems like right now I'm
yeah.
27. Everyone's getting married.
Yeah. So
like everyone. And I'm just – having a drink at the wedding. I'm the one drinking.
Exactly.
At the
exactly.
But yeah, no, I definitely feel it. I'm like, oh my God.
I know.
I don't know. Sometimes I feel like I'm still like too young. I'm like, I'm only like 18, know, even though I'm 27.
I know.
I'm a
baby.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm almost
yeah.
30.
But yeah, yeah, so everyone is getting married right now.
Yeah.
When you
yeah.
did the play.
Oh, and while when I was doing it, and when I was doing it,
yeah.
I like 2 weekends in between rehearsals, I was like a bridesmaid in different weddings. And I was like, this is crazy.
You're like,
this
I'm method acting.
No, literally. It's crazy.
Wait, that's funny.
Yeah.
How different was being in a play versus, you know, TV acting? Because your presence has to be – it's also less of a presence in musical theater, or would you say it's the same kind of like stage presence, like that kind of loudness? And
probably the same.
Same.
And then just songs are heightened. Yeah.
Okay. So how do you prefer that? and like being on stage versus in front of the camera? Or if you could really just do it all, would you do it all?
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. They're all so fun. I mean, on set, obviously there's like a lot more downtime if you're just acting, mm-hmm. like not if you're, doing right. anything else.
Right. You know, you'll be sitting there while they're setting up.
Exactly.
And, yeah, it's definitely yeah. different than like, for example, when you're doing a play. What's happening backstage when you're not on stage, when it's not your time to perform? Like, what are you doing?
You're just like farting around, you know? Just like
gassing up backstage. Just kidding. But no, okay. So, yeah, it's just different. Yeah. You're getting ready, you're preparing yourself to go on stage, just hanging
Although
out.
Although I feel like it's the same thing. I hadn't actually been on set where I'm not like writing, producing in a mm-hmm. while. And a few months ago, obviously, pre-strike, yeah. I was on set again for just a pilot. And yeah. actors get to be the campers. Like yeah. any other role, like being a producer, being mm-hmm. a writer, like being any other role, you yes. have to be a camp counselor. You have to be
setting shit up. You have to like huddle yeah. everyone, but like,
you have to be responsible. Yeah. You have to do all this. And then the actors get to just like, obviously it's like important and right. hard, but it's so fun. Like I had forgotten yeah. that feeling of both in the play and in that mm-hmm. project of just like, blah, 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 blah. Like, ooh, they told us to be quiet.
Quiet on set.
Seriously getting to be a camper, just getting to be a kid, you know?
Yeah.
And it's so fun. And I guess that energy is there, mm-hmm. is consistent, mm-hmm. whether it's film or stage. Yeah. If you're, irresponsible
right.
like me. No, I'm kidding.
What are your, like, biggest struggles that you deal with when you juggle all these, these three main, career paths, like writing, making your music, and acting?
I'd say, well, aside from, like, everything costing money.
Oh my God, I know.
To submit to.
And how do you prioritize that too? Because it's like,
yeah.
you have to invest in yourself, right? You have to put the money into your own project. So it's like, let's say you had, $1,000. It's like, do you put that $1,000 towards your new album and the music video?
Right.
Do you put it towards your screenplay and trying to like make it a short film?
Or right.
are you putting it in towards like where you're acting and like you're acting? It's like, how do you decide where you're going to prioritize when and
yeah,
where?
I feel like it takes shifts, mm-hmm. Like I spent when I was, doing psychic school, it was yeah. more, yeah, it was, that was yeah. taking priority.
Like that was your number one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And over the past 6 months
yeah.
or so, it's yeah. been this prep for this album. So mm-hmm. that's been mm-hmm. where the priority has been.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like just kind of listening to what the call is. I mm-hmm. feel like there's plenty of there's always something you could spend money on too. True. So also knowing
what to spend it on.
Yeah,
right?
And yeah. knowing when it feels like
an impulsive
a want
buy or
and
something.
When
yeah.
it, when a yeah. should too yeah. of like yeah. oh you should take this class you
right.
should do this workshop you should. I'd spent so much money on shoulds mm-hmm. and I feel like I've probably wasted like. Tens of thousands of dollars on like yeah. classes, yeah. workshops. Not that those things aren't important, but right. when they're coming from a place of like just doing it because like maybe that will be the thing that will be the thing. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, if you don't want to, don't mm-hmm. do it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because there's always something you can spend money on and that will feel good.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm like, stress. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Has a strike affected you personally, or have you still been able to create your own stuff and work?
I'm like, yeah, I was totally getting auditions before.
But now everything's just like on full pause. It's like,
I know, it's crazy,
nobody's doing anything, so it's kind of like running around with their heads cut off, like, what do we do?
I know, it is crazy. I mean, I think there's definitely,
like, in this situation now that the strike is on hold, like, are you focusing more on music because it's like the acting world is kind of like on hold?
We're still like, because independent mm-hmm. Film,
yes,
you can still get waivers
exactly.
and do the interim
yeah.
agreements
yeah.
and everything. So we're carrying forward with a lot of our projects. But it's interesting to just like people always have opinions.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and
yeah.
They will use their opinions to justify.
Even if you don't want it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And I feel like, you know, I experienced this so much mm-hmm. with like people giving the unsolicited opinion that mm-hmm. like if you do all of these things, if you do everything, mm-hmm. you're never going to succeed at anything. And people
prove them wrong,
love
girl.
To, yeah, people wrong. Love to say that.
I know.
But then people love to say the opposite too. If yeah. you're only doing one thing, they're like, you right, really so need it's to like, be well-rounded.
How do I win here? Like, what do I do in this situation?
Yeah,
if I
exactly.
do too much, it's like, you're doing too much. If I don't do enough, you're not doing enough. Yeah.
Exactly.
Like, you can't win with anybody.
Exactly. And I think the same thing was true as like shooting Psychic School, shooting mm-hmm. the pilot. A lot of people said like, oh, that's not smart at all. You should just shoot a proof of concept, you know, you're wasting your mind. But then after doing it, people were like, oh, wow. This is the way to do it. Like, people, like prove it's really not smart to just do, you know. And so yeah. just taking from that mm-hmm. also that people are doing the same thing with the strike, with right. like justifying whether it's a good time for independent film or not. People
right.
are like, you know, as soon as there's movement, they're like,
yeah.
Or yeah. promise of movement, they're like, oh yeah, this is actually a really good time because
right.
you know, because people aren't mm-hmm. on their regular series and people want to work and mm-hmm. you know, as long as they're not crossing the picket lines and,
yeah.
You know,
yeah yeah
yeah and yeah. obviously but then they're also, as soon as there's any not backlash but any like slowdown, then right. they're like, oh well, it's actually a really hard time. So just yep. taking all of that and taking out the lesson of like, oh, people will always just say things to justify mm-hmm. like what the trajectory seems to
right.
be
mm-hmm.
you know, so like kind of not letting that affect you at all, you know.
Yeah. Have you ever, so because you write as well, do you ever write like comedy skits or anything like that, or you stick to like screenwriting and like sketches? And I know you said a book earlier too, so I'm just like, I want to cover all your writing. I'm like,
yeah.
she does it all.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait, how did the like writing the book come to be?
Yeah, I've started so many books.
Wait, really?
Yeah,
so
writing.
Do you love to read?
You know. I
funny.
Love to read my Instagram page.
Yeah. The news on TikTok.
No, I love to read, but I love to read nonfiction.
Okay.
Fiction, I start so many books. Mm-hmm. Reading and
okay.
writing, I
okay.
guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it takes a lot for me to like get past the like page 40 hump, you know, of like.
Right, because I'm like, mm-hmm. for me personally, like, I love screenwriting too, but it's so, like, there's certain pages where it's, like, hard to get past, like, especially for a feature script. I'm like, oh my
yeah.
God, like, a minimum of 100 pages or something. I'm, like, stressed. But, like, with a book, I feel like that's more pages, right?
Yeah.
So you're already, and it's also totally different writing. Like, the way you write in a book isn't the same format as a screenplay. So it's like,
I
is
know.
That hard for you, or do you feel like, it's easy to like bounce back and forth?
Well, I think the thing has been like knowing what medium each project wants mm-hmm. to take. And mm-hmm. that's why I've started so many.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've had projects that I'm like, oh, this is definitely a musical. And then like, oh, wait, no, this is definitely a series, like
okay.
a pilot, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And oh, no, this is a feature. Oh, no, this is a novel, you know.
Do you decide like, as you're just writing, or do you go into like, this is going to be a novel?
I think the problem has been changing my mind.
But I mean, that's what humans do. We change our minds.
Yeah.
Right? Sometimes you just got to adapt.
So like, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. And I've had a couple web series mm-hmm. that I turned into pilots.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had book ideas that I mm-hmm. turn into an album. The hardest thing for me is like
yeah.
not jumping to the end
mm-hmm.
and being like, oh, okay, this is going to be this. So now let's carry forward,
right.
blaze
right.
ahead with
right.
an action plan
mm-hmm.
and a release strategy and a before I've even decided like what it's going to be.
Right. Okay, got it.
You know,
mm-hmm.
So yeah, so right now, you know, I'm writing a nonfiction book, which is a lot
right.
easier than the like than the fiction books
mm-hmm.
I've started, because the ones that I've started have been like so personal that I still don't know what form they're
oh,
gonna take.
Okay.
And I'm like, and I've also switched POVs so many times
mm-hmm.
from like
mm-hmm.
I to you know
yeah.
the characters'
right.
pronouns to
right.
Yes, because there's
See,
so many
that's
choices.
The part that I feel like I would struggle with, like the pronoun, like, yeah, it's like, what, like, time are we, like, talking present or
right,
like,
right,
you
right.
know, like, I feel like,
yeah, because there's so many choices. Yeah. There's so many choices.
And, like, yeah, I don't know. Like, I'm like, I feel like writing a book is so hard. Like, I don't know why. It just seems so hard to me. I'm like,
yeah.
I'm like, how do you even start that?
I know. My brother's a novelist. So
he's, so runs in the family.
Yeah.
What do your parents do? What do your parents do?
They're, I mean, they're geniuses, but they're, my dad is a college professor. He teaches business and economics.
What school?
Deanne's a college.
No way. Yeah. Oh, cool. Nice. Yeah. Right. And that's really close to my mom's house. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's Deanne's. So funny.
Actually, I had a lot of friends. I went to Deanne's.
Yeah.
And your mom?
My mom is retired now.
Lucky.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Living life. Shout out, mom.
I know. She's doing great. Yeah. But she's on multiple climate change committees. She's a docent at her farm.
Wow.
She teaches about the Ohlone Indians.
That's
and
so cool.
She is in like 3 different book clubs. So she's like
badass. Okay, so the reading and the book stuff runs in the family.
Yeah, I mean, my family, they're all way bigger readers than me. That's the thing is, I'm
but
like,
you're like, but I write
a lot of
books.
Attention issues. Yeah, so,
I don't read them. I just write them.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, I have a few books.
Yeah.
Every few months, I'll like be enraptured by a book, and then and then I can't put it down, and then I'm like searching for the next book like that, you know.
It.
But I need a
no,
like
but books are amazing. Like someone's spending all the time that they've researched, or like you know a personal story, and they're putting in this you know a book for you to read, and it just you feel so many emotions, and you can like it's just like nice to escape your own reality sometimes, and it not be you know through a movie all the time. And,
yeah.
Also, reading is just so good for your brain, too. You know, you expand your vocabulary. And
yeah,
like,
that's true.
That's honestly – reading actually is what helped me learn English because
really?
When I moved here, I was 11 and a half.
Yeah.
So I spoke German and Spanish. I, like, knew how to speak English, but I didn't know how to, like, read and write because I wasn't going to school for English.
Is this German?
It's Austrian German. Definitely owe it to books. I feel like if it wasn't for books, I wouldn't be able to, like, pick up on, like – reading and writing is quick and
yeah.
like just like pronouncing things correctly because I struggled with that.
Yeah.
So.
Did you watch any shows to
I always like watch like TV and shows, but like I think what I really struggled with was like in German you pronounce things exactly how it's spelled. So for example, stomach would be stomach.
Whoa.
Because you like that's how you pronounce it.
That's
so,
very German.
Yeah.
I'm like, dud.
So,
is
like,
it.
Yeah. So, one time I was reading Charlotte's Web to my mom out loud. She's like, let me hear it. And I was like, it was something about the stomach. And I was like, the stomach is hurting.
Oh.
And she was like, what? And I was like, stomach. And she's like, are you sure that's what it says? I'm like, it literally says that right here. And she's like, it's stomach.
Oh my God. But how would you know that?
I didn't. But it was just so funny. I still remember because I felt like, oh, weird. And just
so
like
funny.
Certain English words are where, like, kernel. If you would have asked me how to spell that,
Colonel.
I would have been like K-E-R-N.
Yeah, for
like,
sure.
Like, and then I looked up the spelling and I was like mortified. I was like, what?
Colonel?
I'm like, how does Colonel? That make that word? So yeah, English is hard.
It is. Dang.
So that's why I'm like, wow, kudos to you writing books, writing
kudos
scripts.
To you speaking more than one language.
Okay,
I can barely.
Thank you. So with writing
yeah.
a book, do you I'm assuming you have chapters, right?
Yeah.
Is that like a standard mandatory thing to always have chapters? Yeah, I almost feel like I don't think
I think
yeah,
so.
I'm like, I don't think I've seen a book without chapters.
I mean,
that'd be weird, right?
I'm sure someone would do that.
Maybe.
If they don't.
Because I'm like, what are the
well,
like mandatory,
here's
like what
the
are
thing.
The rules
yeah.
for books, I guess.
Yeah, because I feel like story structure is still pretty similar. What's interesting is, I mean, not for a nonfiction,
yeah.
but I haven't finished a fiction book. Reading or writing. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, yeah, I don't listen to music either. I only make music. And I don't watch TV. I write it.
I like, honestly, that you should make that a shirt. It'd be funny as fuck.
God.
Merch. Like, I don't, yeah, I don't read. I just
I
write
think
books.
Miley Cyrus actually said recently, which I love her.
Yeah.
No,
yeah, yeah.
no shade at all.
Yeah.
Ever. But she was doing an interview on her recent album and someone was like asking her about references and she was like, no, I am the reference.
Oh.
And I was like, wow. She was like, no, it's
She's
me.
She's like, it's me.
And I was like, oh, okay.
That's
wow.
Badass. Okay.
I guess you have to be Miley Cyrus
you,
to say that.
Yeah, right? I'm like, she can. I mean, she,
yeah.
she's Hannah Montana. Like.
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, sorry, I keep holding your hand. I'm like,
go
I've
for
accidentally
it.
Held your hand like 3 times already.
Yeah.
Like, so chapters.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Might be necessary.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I was going back to the attention thing. Right. Oh, yeah. Just feel like people probably can break the structure of the, you know, beginning, middle, end, you know, conflict, denouement, whatever applies to any type of story.
Right.
But I feel like it has to be so justified and it just has to feel right. I feel like it's so hard to in any medium. Like, for instance, like the save the cat structure, like eye roll. But like, it's like works for a reason. Like most arty films that like don't follow that like piss me off or bore me.
I mean, I do feel like a lot of stories lack nowadays. Like there's no like depth. Like I'm not like attached to the characters and I'm like, I want to be attached to the characters. Right. I want to feel like bad if something happens to them. Right. Not, like,
I mean,
that's my issue with scary movies is I feel like a lot of scary movies don't have story, like real story. Like whenever they get killed off, I'm like, I feel nothing.
Yeah. That's so true.
Like you want to make you want the audience to feel for the characters. You want to be like, oh no, like, you know, I hope they don't like get killed because this, like they're so like, they remind me of me or something. Like if there's, if there's nothing, you're just kind of like, I don't really care.
Yeah. That's so true. I know this is I'm going to be hated, but I only watched the first couple episodes of Game of Thrones.
I'm going to tell you a secret. I haven't seen it.
But I feel like people just immediately started dying before I cared. But I'm wrong.
No, you're not wrong. It's just like – I do notice that sometimes the first like episode or two is like kind of slow. Like it starts very slow.
That's
but sometimes
true.
Not everybody will watch till the third episode to get that action.
That's why writing a pilot is I feel like the hardest thing. Because
what makes a good pilot?
What makes a good is you care about the characters instantly and it you can see exactly where they need to grow and need to go.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see what the entire series is going to look like just through little pockets.
Right.
And it needs to, you know, be the inciting incident of the entire series, like be the reason for the whole series.
Yeah. Right.
Something has to change how their lives were, could have been the entire time. Just like in features, but I feel like it's so hard in pilots because it's so hard to get people to care in one episode and set up an entire four seasons. Like, feel like it's so
And hard. Nowadays, too, like, some of the shows, like, they're a lot shorter, like, less episodes than, like, when we were, for example, like, Desperate Housewives. That shit had, like, 22 episodes or something.
Mm-hmm.
And they had, like, five seasons, I think. So it was, like, long. And they're hour shows.
Right.
And now you find more, like, 6 to 8 episodes.
Right.
Maybe an hour to an hour 20 or something. Like, Black Mirror. Some of them were, like, an hour and 15. Like, a full-on, like, a little movie. You know, like, a feature.
Right, yeah. They're, like, a mini movie.
Yeah. So it's kind of, like, it's interesting to see how things are changing. Is it because like attention spans are shorter now because of social media, or is it just because preference?
I think hopefully, at least as far as less episodes per season because of the quality. I think that just stories are, you know, trying to break the mold if they're not just like a 22 episode sitcom.
Yeah.
Although, how many episodes a season did like The Good Place have? Because I feel like they had a lot.
Did they have five seasons?
I think so.
I think it was I feel like five is – I feel like five seasons is good. Like I feel like only certain shows can really do more. Like Shameless or like Gossip Girl.
Right, right.
Like the original – not the new one. No, not the reboot on HBO Max. I watch it.
Oh, no. I watched 10 minutes.
Yeah, I was just like, it's not giving Blair. It's not giving Serena. Mm-mm. It's not giving Chuck. I'm out.
Exactly. What are we here for?
Exactly. When you're writing anything, do you already know the ending of how the story's like how the story's gonna end, or does it come to you as you're writing?
I feel like you,
or you are you creating a structure? Like for example, you know, like when you were writing essays in school, they'd be like make like a bubble and like put and then like
Did
you do you kind of do that
outline first? I've done. Every time I've just free written, which is so much more fun because like no one loves doing outlining.
Right.
Like that's
not
fun. Or beat sheeting out. Like that's obviously it's like my writing partner is always like, you just want to get to the to the actual writing. I'm like, do you think we're ready? No, I think we're ready. She's like, no.
No.
We're not. I'm like, yeah, you're right. Because every time I try to dump it into the script too early, I'm like, I come across that like roadblock, oh, and right. I'm like, or I just write so much that's just deleted, which is fine. Mm-hmm. But I feel like it's just so much better to know where you're going, or especially because of my attention span and and brain, I could just like go a billion places. That
how do you do that with your writing partner though? Like, for example, are you guys like, okay, you write the first 20 pages, I write the next, or
is
it like
writing partners? Yeah, I've had writing partners with multiple ways. My writing partner I've written the most with, and we have like all our features together, we write really well together. Mm-hmm. We do everything together.
Okay,
so like I screen share it, type. We go through every line of action together, and we'll sometimes be like, no, this isn't right, and then like for a second there will be resistance, and then we'll come up with something that's better with than both of ours, and then I think we've learned to like trust both ourselves and each other in the process more, just in terms of like not being like as quick to be like frustrated when when we can't come up with something, and being like, okay, let's give it a minute. This is better. Okay. Totally. I like, so I feel like I've done it both ways. Yeah, it's a tough thing to find people that you write well with. Yes. And with different people also, I think you need to write in different ways together too. Like there are people that like I would not be able to sit with and be like, what's this line? Like, no.
Literally, that's why when you said that, I was like, oh, I feel like I could work well with that kind of structure where it's like we look at each other's screen and we're doing it together. Because I actually did try like co-writing.
Yeah.
And struggles, so like the way that we did it, it was like, okay, you write the first like 10 pages, all right, it works for me, but it's also very difficult because it kind of like throws me off because I'm like, I didn't have anything to do with these 10 pages, right. So I'm just trying to like add on to that, you know, and I don't know, I struggled with that, so I was like, maybe I'm better at writing by myself, but then I was like, I don't really want to fully, you know, take that off the table because maybe I would write a good script with someone, because sometimes I feel like it's so much work to write and I don't have the like patience for it. Yeah. Like I have so many ideas. Like I always tell my boyfriend, I'm like, I wish that somebody could just like sit there, like, you know, in court when they're like writing everything down. I'm like, I need that, and I'll just tell you the idea and just please write it for me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I come to the same thing. Yeah.
Not alone.
Yeah, absolutely.
What is your favorite show right now? Like where you're like, I kind of like that writing style. Like if I could be in their writer's room, that's the writer's room I'd want to be in.
Right now.
It could be an old show too in the past, or just like any show that you feel like.
I mean, I just binge season 2 of Heartstopper. It's a British teen show on Netflix.
Okay.
I love British teen shows.
Why? Do you just, you know, what's the...
Because I love teen shows, and I guess maybe they're better when they're British.
I mean, an accent's always attractive.
But I don't know. I don't know what it is. No, it really is just Heartstopper and Sex Education that I'm talking about.
Sex Education's a good one.
So good. I like that one. Yeah. Yeah, it's so sweet. Mm-hmm. This is a teen show too. I just finished 2 days ago High School Musical, the series. The season series? 4. Have you not seen it?
Zac Efron, hello. Like the rich,
I know.
That shit was my shit.
Oh, I know.
Fabulous.
Oh, Sharpay, absolutely.
I need Fabulous.
I know. Just a coming of age of our coming Amazing. Of age.
Love that whole franchise. So they actually made a series?
So it's a series about high school students putting on High School Musical at the place it was filmed. Like it's about like the drama teacher.
The same one or different?
No, a different one.
So totally different cast.
Yeah, a different cast. Okay. But the drama teacher, but they have cameos. Of like people in it. And in they're playing Zac themselves.
Does Zac Efron, Zac Efron make a cameo?
No, he doesn't. Okay. Nah, I don't know what he's doing. But
what is he doing? You know, he got jaw surgery.
Oh,
he was shooting something.
I saw that
he looked different.
Yeah, that's not funny. What that was.
But something did happen. Something, I guess, some accident happened. Like when they were shooting like a travel like reality TV show.
Oh my god!
Somehow he broke like his whole jaw and had to get like reconstructive surgery.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so he looks like a little different now, but I think he's healed now and everything.
Wow.
Do you does it do it justice to the original High School Musical?
Well, cuz it's different. It's just like it's a teen show.
Yeah.
It's another teen show, but I think it's adorable and I love it. and my friend Larry's on it. And so that's why I started watching it. And then I was like, yeah, I love this. Like, I'm like actually
obsessed.
I'm obsessed.
What character is Larry? What is he in the show?
Larry plays Big Red. The main guy in it was the one that was dating, I feel so bad, Olivia Rodrigo. She was in the show. That's how she got famous.
That's where she came from? I had no idea. I love that you're supporting your fellow actors.
Larry's so good in it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And Larry and I are co-writing the Hanukkah show together that you can watch.
And so you guys have a different co-writing method too, right? Or are you sharing your screen with him too?
Yeah, totally. We're, I mean, so far it's just like we've written a few things together, but not fully. Mm-hmm. But so far it's been more like just brainstorming phase. But what we've chatted about is like kind of more talking about it, and then one of us, like probably me, just going and then and then doing a pass and then bringing it.
Yeah.
And then I've done that with several people where they have all the comprehensive notes and like we're doing that together, which I really like.
Yeah.
Because I also like homework, and I'm like,
you do?
Well, wow. I didn't.
But and you're like, not in school, but
I'm like, now I'd be such a good student.
And wasn't it funny? Now, like, I'm like, I wish I had the organization skills and like just like certain things. Oh my God, I wish I had that.
Oh, I would take so things would be many so different if I like could take school again. I would just take all these classes, and I would
be like, don't like hold yourself back. Don't be scared of like. I didn't do any sports in school because I was embarrassed that I wasn't good enough because I wasn't like the sporty type.
Yeah,
so I did try out for volleyball. Didn't make the team. I did. I tried volleyball.
Look at her now. Has her own podcast.
But not doing volleyball.
Would she have her own podcast if she made the volleyball team? Maybe not. I feel like I just did everything just for the next step of like of either the teacher's approval or like just the grades to get into college or like to get the next thing. But then I didn't retain any information whatsoever.
Yeah. No, yeah. I honestly feel not until like college I was like, I'm figuring it out.
Right.
My last question would be, what advice could you give someone that is trying to do the same thing, like trying to break into the music and in the writing space, even acting? Is there any advice you could give to someone?
Yeah, just do what you want to do, I think, you know, and just don't be intimidated by everything that people say you should do.
Right.
And also don't be intimidated by other people doing it, because no one can do what you do because no one's you.
Right.
And just, I'd say don't stop unless you want to. And want to pivot, also don't judge that, you know?
It's never too late to pivot.
Exactly. And I think there's a lot of like stigma around like the giving up thing, especially that came from the culture like we were talking about from school.
Yeah.
From you have to do this one thing and if you give up, you're giving up.
Yes.
But I think there's so many ways to use our art in ways that we didn't think we could, and if there's a way that feels good, follow that.
Yeah.
And don't limit yourself to it looking like one way. Just follow the feelings, I think.
That's great advice. I love that. Yeah. Where can people find you on social media and Spotify?
Yay! I am Jordana Lilly on Instagram. It's at I am Jordana Lilly. Jordana Lilly's taken, and her name's not Jordana Lilly.
Who is she?
I don't know, but she has some goats, and I'm letting her live her life. So
I love it.
It's fun. You do.
Goat life.
Yeah, exactly. Goat life. And Jordana Lilly on Spotify, Apple Music, all that stuff, on Vevo for music videos.
Yeah.
On TikTok, all that kind of stuff. But amazing. If you want to stream the album, it just came out. And make sure you're ready for an experience.
Ooh, we love an experience, an immersive experience.
It is. It's full circle. Immersive. In your ears.
I love it.
Right in there.
Make sure to check it out. I know I will, and I will see you guys next week.
Yay, bye. Thanks so much for having me.
Bye.